Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Tasneem. And what giveaways has marketing got lined up for tomorrow's paper?
Free tickets for a musical in the West End. I'm just worried it puts readers outside London at a disadvantage.
I think you'll find they're grateful.
Maddox, there you are. Put down that bacon roll. I've got one massive story, an exclusive.
Oh, give me a break, Freddie. You have one of those about 10 times a day.
No, for real. This is big, man. I mean, it's proper large. I need your help.
You need my help?
Yeah.
Oh, so at last, beardless youth defers to the wisdom of age.
That's right, man. It's old Shuffler's Day.
Electric Ink by Alistair Beaton. Starring Robert Lindsay as Maddox Bradley.
Morning, everyone. Morning. Thank you.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Last again, Maddox.
Sorry. I dropped my bacon roll.
Let's get started. All right. Well done with all the by-election coverage. Great picture of the Page 3 girl who polled 6,000 votes. Not quite as many as the Conservative candidate, of course, but then his breasts were bigger than hers. What do these people eat? Subs, I'm not happy. Slaughter requires an S at the beginning, else we'll have more headlines like this morning's laughter at Memphis prison. Never again. Okay, now, foreign desk, Burma is not in Africa. Please don't cut and paste from Wikipedia. Fashion, celebrity makeover section was the most visited piece online. Well done, though I'd never have imagined that Bruce Forsyth would look that good in Calvin Klein underpants. Oh, City pages, good recession coverage, though the graph matching job cuts with incidents of self-harming was maybe a bit on the bleak side. Food supplement, another brilliant restaurant review, but can we please tone down the sycophancy? That said, I gather we've secured a bloody good discount for all members of staff. Well done, the foodie people. Okay, tomorrow's edition. What have we got?
Masha, sorry to bother you.
Oh, Maddox, good timing. I'm just moderating the online comments on your piece about the economy. I'm afraid calling for the higher income tax does not seem so popular. Oh, what a nasty word. No, sorry, that is not a nice way to describe you.
What? What are they
Don't saying? Look, don't look. There, it is gone.
What? Well, it's very kind, Masha, but I don't actually care what the moron community is thinking.
Still, you must respect the democracy. Feedback, Maddox, feedback always is vital.
Look, I just wanted to ask you about navigating the new DEFRA website. You see, I've almost finished an important piece on how the government's removing all kinds of controls on the food we eat. They deceitfully call it cutting back on red tape.
Maddox, been looking all over for you. My big story, yeah? My exclusive?
Yes. Just give me a moment. You see, Masha, in this section, under regulatory amendments, you'll find that...
Oh, man, we're all getting old here. I need to get this up lively before the world's on it.
All right. But make it quick. I have to finish a major feature on deregulation in the food industry. I have yet to record the politics minute, which I notice has now been cut to 44 seconds, on whose orders I do not know, and Oliver has asked me to write a leader on the political ramifications of the Royal Bank of Scotland being sold for £1. So what's this big exclusive, Freddie? Can I have a short version, please?
I can't spill about it here.
Yes, please, not to spill about it here.
Let's go down to the canteen, Matt. It's private. Hardly anyone goes there.
I blame the tofu.
Sorry, Matt. They don't have no cheese and pickle sandwiches. I got us one red pepper hummus wrap and one aubergine and rocket ciabatta. Which one do you want?
Coffee would be fine.
You said you was hungry.
Not anymore.
Please yourself. Now, about my sauce, yeah?
Please, look. Freddie, a website is not a source.
Can be.
A website's message board is even less of a source.
I wouldn't say that.
Let alone the websites that you frequent. I mean, politicaltart.com, it's hardly likely to be the pinnacle of probity, is it?
You are so judgmental.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't politicaltart.com the website that claimed that the Labour Party was secretly receiving funds from Al-Qaeda?
We still don't know they ain't.
The website that claimed that George Osborne was the secret love child of John McCririck.
Ain't you seen the way Osborne waves his hands about?
The website that claimed that Nazis have set up a secret state beneath the Antarctic ice where they are currently cloning Adolf Hitler and other members of the Third Reich.
No one gets it right all the time, man.
And based purely upon one posting on the message board of this very same website,
there's also been a lot going down about it on Twitter.
Twitter? Twitter? That's a source too, is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
So, thanks to Twitter, and politicaltart.com, you believe, and let me get this right, you believe that the wife of the first finance secretary has been popping down to some kind of corner shop in the city, buying gold bullion and shipping it to the family retreat in Wimbledon in the back of her Chelsea tractor.
She's not going to take it on a train, is she?
Why would she be doing this, Freddie?
Because her husband, being first finance secretary, right, knows that several of the big banks is about to go to the wall. And he knows, right? He knows that this time there's no government money left to bail them out. And they're all going to fold. And millions of punters is going to lose their life savings, yeah? So he's making sure that his dosh is well and truly safe.
You know he told her to buy bullion, do you?
He must have done. Know what I'm saying? You think the first finance secretary don't realise the banks is in deep doo-doo? He's the man, man. And while his wife's buying gold bars, what's he doing? He's going around all the TV studios telling everyone that British banks is the safest in the world. No need to worry about your savings, he's telling everyone. Huh? What hypocrisy, huh?
Hypocrisy. Four-syllable word, Freddie. Very good.
This is a big deal, Matt. I can smell scoop of the year.
And I can smell damages for libel. It's just another nutter out there disseminating rumour, innuendo and all-purpose defamation.
Too-thick to tango is not a nutter.
This information was posted by someone called Too-thick to Tango?
Right. And Too-thick to Tango saw with his own eyes the wife going into the bullion store and load up her shopping trolley with the yellow bricks. I mean, she was either protecting the family finances or producing a seriously expensive stage version of The Wizard of Oz.
Freddie, this is fantasy. If she'd wanted to buy bullion, she could have done it discreetly through the banks.
Ah, but this way there's no paper trail, no emails, no tax. Just a bunch of gold bars under the bed.
You can't even begin to stand this up. All you have is one anonymous eyewitness masquerading as Too-thick to Tango, a name that doesn't exactly inspire confidence. And just imagine how it'll read. According to eyewitness Too-thick to Tango...
That ain't his real name.
You don't say. Look, one, you'd need positive identification. Two, corroboration. Three, a sworn statement from an insider in the bullion place. And, ideally, four, pictures. And five... You then have to put it to the Treasury, and if you got an evasive reply, then maybe six. You're starting to have a story. But since 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are lacking, you are unlikely to achieve six and are therefore wasting your time. And what's more important, you're wasting my time. And I am now leaving this depressing glass box, cruelly and erroneously named a canteen, to go to my desk or workstation, as it is now known, and try to get on with that old-fashioned business of being a journalist, or as I am apparently obliged to call myself, a content provider.
Chill out, dude. You've gone all red.
What do you mean my piece is a little on the dull side?
Well, regulatory impact assessments, not exactly sexy.
But that's the whole point, Oliver. That's how they get away with it. DEFRA posts some obscure announcement on its website and gives it a title like Regulatory Impact Assessment, and nobody wants to read it.
Yes, but nobody will want to read what you write about it. I'm sorry, I've read your piece twice, which does show a certain level of dedication on my part, and it's just too dense and too difficult.
I expect you would like it to be more accessible.
Yes, I would.
Perhaps it could be in cartoon form.
It's not a bad idea, Maddox. Nobody's got the attention span for this sort of stuff anymore. We've got to reach out to our readers.
Don't you care what's in the food you eat?
Yes, but I don't believe in the nanny state. I think those are personal decisions. I myself take a great deal of care over my food. I don't eat meat. I try to stay organic as much as possible. I shop around for antioxidants. And I'm very committed to broccoli.
Yes, but... You are part of a tiny, privileged minority, Oliver. Is the working-class mum with three kids trawling around Lidl going to be checking the packets for antioxidants? I don't think so. And all this deregulation means she is being fed rubbish. And her kids. Why do you think there's an obesity epidemic? It's not just greed, you know. Our kids are being poisoned. Look around. They're mostly pale and spotty and roly-poly and horrible.
Ah.
Ah, what?
Fat kids. That's very interesting. Fat kids. Yeah, fat kids. I wonder, could we track down Britain's fattest child?
Oh, please, Oliver, no.
Masha! Masha!
Freddy, sweetie pie, nice to see you. Take a seat. Be right with you in the twinkling of the eye. Just removing some more unpleasant online messages before Maddox sets eye on them. Poor sausage. They don't like him up there, do they? Oh, dear, what unpleasant suggestion.
Oh, I think that would serve him right.
No, 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 it's too horrible. And not nice for the animal either. It has to go there.
Masha, you're the only person I can trust around here.
Oh, that's nice. That is very nice.
Look what I got.
Okay, looking.
It's a photograph.
Yes, I can see a photograph.
Yeah, I just downloaded it off politicaltart.com. Okay, now, who's it a photograph of?
Look vaguely like a photograph of woman.
And what's she doing?
It's not very good photograph, Freddy.
What's she doing?
Look like she pushing something.
Good, good, good. Go on, what's she pushing?
Drugs? Little joke from Masha.
No, seriously.
Maybe it's a pram.
No, it's a shopping trolley. Oh, for heaven's sake, Masha. Do get a grip of yourself. There's a good woman.
Why are you suddenly talking like posh boy?
Is I? Oh, bloody hell.
It's okay to be posh boy, you know, Freddy. I not hold it against you.
I ain't posh, okay?
Okay, sure.
It's not a pram, it's a shopping trolley.
Yes, this could be a shopping trolley.
Sod could be, it's a shopping trolley.
Okay, if you say.
And the building she's walking into, look, what's it called? Come on, Masha, the words are crystal clear. What's it called?
London Bullion Company?
You got it, the London Bullion Company. Okay, so the sign's a little bit hard to read. Right, now, the big question, look at the woman and tell me who she is.
I don't know this woman, very hard to know this woman. Her face half hidden, she's fuzzy.
You need glasses, Masha. That is the wife of the first finance secretary.
Could be. Could be not. Let us face it, Freddy, could be anyone.
Oh, you haven't got any judgment. Right, I'm out of here. If anyone's looking for me, tell them I was out of the office chasing a front page story.
Out of office?
Yeah.
Chasing story?
Yeah.
But online people don't leave office to chase story. Online people sit at terminals all day and go tap, 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 click, click, click. And sometimes they make phone calls, but leaving the office?
Masha, this is for your ears only, okay? I have established direct contact with Two-Fick Tatango. He is my deep throat. We meet this afternoon in an underground car park.
Not nice place, Freddy. Many mafia murders in underground car parks.
Maybe in Moscow, Masha, not in Wimbledon. And after that, I'm going to check out the London Bullion Company. Wow, this is just like being a journalist. Don't tell Amelia, okay? Don't tell no one.
Okay, I don't tell no one.
I'm sorry, Amelia, this is an important campaign, so I'm afraid news will just have to lose 2 pages.
An important campaign? You can't be serious.
Oh, but I am. Child obesity is a huge national problem. A Save Our Children campaign could give circulation a massive boost, which in an age of recession and general despair will be bloody brilliant. You see, Amelia, we've tracked down Britain's fattest child. He's called Terry and he comes from Tottenham, which is a huge stroke of luck because you get the alliteration without having to change the name. I'm putting him under exclusive contract. We'll pull together a big profile of Terry from Tottenham and a photograph of him so appalling, so revolting and so fat that when we run it, the nation will shudder. And just as people slow down at car crashes in the hope of catching a glimpse of human suffering, so will the public flock to buy our paper so as to feast their eyes upon the human wreckage of what was once a child.
That is so sick.
Yes, it is a bit. But it makes a nice change from watching our sales figures go through the floor. You remember last week's special promotion, Amelia? When we tried giving the paper away free with every Mars bar sold?
Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
Sales of Mars bars collapsed.
People want news, Oliver. We still have to deliver news. You know news? The first syllable of newspaper.
I understand how you feel, Amelia. There's no news editor going to relish the loss of 2 pages, that's obvious. But it's only for one edition. And I do feel you need to think about the greater good. And in this case, the greater good takes the ample form of young Terry from Tottenham. God bless his wobbling bottom. But let's change the subject, Amelia.
Yes, let's.
This Saturday afternoon, are you free?
Might be. Why?
Well, I thought we might go to the zoo.
Why?
Well, you know, they have animals and things.
I know what a zoo is, Oliver.
Yes, well, you see, the idea is I would bring the children.
What?
Well, you've never met them, and one day you'll be their stepmother, and so, well, not that I tell them in so many words, I just say you were a colleague, a very nice colleague, and, well, I thought we could all get to know one another and go to the zoo together.
You can't do that.
I'll pay.
And it would be so unfair on your children. What kind of father are you? Oh, and since when did I become their future stepmother? It's a bit of a leap, isn't it? From the occasional after-hours quickie.
Well, it's a lot more than just a quickie.
Not usually. Your suggestion is horrible, Oliver. It's just horrible. Because you're even more emotionally stunted than I realised.
I'm ready to do anything for you, Amelia.
Yes, including the manipulation of your own children. It's horrible, Oliver. Horrible, horrible, horrible! horrible!
Shh, not so loud.
Oh, worried people might find out what kind of person you really are.
Oh, for God's sake.
Emotional retard.
Could you leave my office, Amelia?
No!
Well, then, I'm going out for a long lunch.
Good for you!
I'll see you later.
Maybe.
Goodbye.
Right, Oliver. You asked for it.
Hi, Maddox. Have you seen Oliver?
Still at lunch, I expect.
What, at 3:30?
Haven't you noticed, Tasneem? Everyone in this building is reduced to sandwiches at their desk, or at best a 15-minute snack and a glass of tap water in a half-empty restaurant. Yet, our editor manages to keep on lunching at great length and at great expense. That's where the profits from your clever marketing ideas go, on buying lunch for the editor.
Maddox, something very odd is going on. I just sent Oliver an email. Here's what I got back. I printed it out. Take a look.
Just a standard out-of-office reply.
No, no, it's not.
Thank you for your email. I am currently out of the office investigating several bars. I am a heavy drinker. I have a dependent relationship with alcohol, have withdrawn my life savings, and am investing them in this worthwhile product. If you have something urgent to say, call my wife. Ah.
There are only two possibilities, Maddox. Either Oliver didn't write this... Oh, he's in urgent need of psychiatric care.
Oh, he's definitely in need of psychiatric care. That goes without saying. Why else would you want to be on the bridge of one of those great sinking ships known as national newspapers? But, no, he certainly wouldn't write this. The question is, who would?
I have no idea.
I think perhaps I do.
Well, how many emails has he received?
98.
Oh, very well done, Amelia. So, since Oliver went out, almost 100 people will have received the idiotic out-of-office reply that you planted.
I'm deleting it now.
How come you have his password, by the way? Nobody else does.
I happen to have it.
Yes, okay, don't worry. I know why.
Is that how you realised it must have been me?
It wasn't hard. Now, let's get out of Oliver's office before he gets back and thinks I'm implicated in all this.
Maddox, wait. Just let me see who's been emailing him, in case anyone important's received one of these messages. Oh, I've been a bit stupid, haven't I?
No, Amelia. You've been very stupid.
I just got so angry, Maddox.
It's understandable.
Do you think he'll fire me?
In which capacity? Now, come on, let's go.
Just wait a minute. Oh, my God. One of the out-of-office replies has been sent to... Oh, no, Maddox.
Sent to...
10 minutes ago, the Treasury emailed Oliver to invite him to hear the Chancellor's speech at the Guildhall.
Oh, dear. Well, let's just hope the Chancellor doesn't read his replies.
Hello? Hello? Too thick to tango? Hello? No one there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wicked. I is Freddy.
So?
Is you too thick to tango?
What?
Is you too thick to tango?
Say that again.
Is you too thick to tango?
Is you too injured to get to hospital?
Oliver, it's disgusting. We're exploiting that child.
No, we're using him for the greater good of the community. People will read about the terrible torment of Terry from Tottenham and... oh, my God. Oh, wow. That is so good. Four-way alliteration. What a headline. The terrible torment of Terry from Tottenham.
How much did you say he weighs?
204 kilos.
What? How much is that in English?
About 32 stone.
32 stone?
Yep.
That's heavy, Oliver.
We have some great photos. Look. Oh, God. That's horrible.
He had about 15 chins.
18. I counted them. Yes? No, I'm not out of the office. No, I'm not in a bar. I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. It's the third weird call like that. I better get my PC checked. Seems to be doing some very odd things with my email.
Isn't that strange, Amelia?
It's infuriating when that happens, isn't it?
Oliver, about this boy,
Terry from Tottenham.
Yes, looking at Terry, I think, well, wouldn't you say maybe this is more of a, well, you know, more of a medical issue?
What is the matter with you? Of course it's not a medical issue, it's a dietary issue. Look, I have his daily input. 4 fried eggs, 10 sausages, 8 slices of toast, 6 waffles with maple syrup, all washed down with 2.5 litres of Coke, and that's just breakfast. He eats too much, simple as that.
Well, maybe social services should take him into care.
Exactly, and our campaign will shame them into doing just that. In other words, we're saving that child's life. This is responsible journalism. Yes. What? Oh. Oh, damn. Oh, what awful luck. Yeah, I'll get back to you. I have terrible news. Really, really terrible news.
Two-tongued Terry from Tottenham has tottered terminally?
No, Terry from Tottenham is no longer Britain's fattest child. He's been pipped to the post by Gary from Glasgow, who's under exclusive contract to The Sun.
Thank you. I look forward to getting my news pages back.
Ah, well, that's how it goes. I'd better finish that leader, Oliver.
No, no, wait. Hang on a second, Maddox. Listen, it's Oliver. The fat Scottish kid, Gary from Glasgow, how much heavier is he? I mean, compared to Terry from Tottenham. Is that all? Great. There's only 1.5 kilos in it. We shouldn't give up. All we have to do is take our kid out to a burger bar and stuff his face for an hour. How many Big Macs and fries you need to put on a couple of kilos? Must be doable.
A grisly task. I hope you enjoy it, Oliver.
Maddox, I think you are
No, not me, no way. I mean, you know, what if he has a heart attack? And I'm certainly not doing mouth to mouth. And imagine if he throws up. Thousands could drown.
Maddox, all I'm asking is you to... Well, that's a pity. I'd really been hoping to hold on to you.
What?
Well, advertising revenue down again, ditto circulation, heavy pressure from the board to carry out another shakeout of staff. Time was, of course, it was last in, first out, but not anymore. Now all the pressure is to get rid of the oldies, you know, the ones who are struggling a bit to keep up. Not that you're struggling, Maddox, of course not, but they don't know that. They just look at the books and then they look at the date of birth and, well, there's very little I can do. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. Can't think why I'm going on about it. You don't want to take Terry from Tottenham for a top-up, and that's that. I fully respect your decision. No problem.
Oliver, I hate you very, very much.
And then what happened?
Well, Amelia, my deep throat had just handed over the information.
What information?
The, you know, incriminating documents. More photographs, stuff like that. Basically my scoop.
Oh, yeah? Can I see them?
Can you see them?
Yes.
Well, what happened was, like, I mean, obviously the intelligence services, they was onto me, and some other goons hired by the Treasury, and before I could leave the car park, yeah, I was attacked, you know what I'm saying? And as you can see, I was, you know, savagely beaten and all the evidence stolen.
Well, knocked about a bit, Freddy. I wouldn't say you'd been seriously injured.
No, savagely beaten and all the evidence gone.
Oh, well, we better tell the police. I mean, report the assault and, of course, theft of all those documents. Oh,
no. Don't get the fuzz involved.
Oh, please yourself.
Where is Maddox? Oh, Freddy, my poor baby. You're all bashed about in the face.
Yeah, savagely beaten, Masha, all in the cause of journalism.
You're seeing a doctor, I hope.
No, I'll be okay.
I told you about the underground car parks. Now, who here has seen Maddox?
Oh, he's been out for hours, Masha, feeding up some fat kid. And don't ask why, it's all too horrible.
Okay, but please do tell him, when he returns, I have some good news. One reader liked very much what he said about taxation. 2,300 do not, but it's a start, right? Bye.
My nose hurts, and I just lost it's the biggest story of the year.
Yeah, Freddy, of course you did. Yep. Oh. Hi, Oliver. What? We'll be right there. We're wanted in Oliver's office.
Maybe you are, but I'm not.
No, both of us.
Both of us?
Come in, Amelia. You too, Eddie.
Freddy,
come in.
Your office is well big.
I have something to tell you. The first finance secretary has been caught converting his family fortune into gold, secretly, with the help of his wife.
Yeah, like I've been telling everyone.
As a result, he will shortly be announcing his resignation. Well done, Freddy.
What?
A rather bizarre way of doing it, using coded out-of-office replies and from my computer, but never mind.
That wasn't me.
Yes, Freddy. Yes, it was. It was definitely you.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. Whatever you say, Amelia.
I've been told you also put several calls into the Treasury today pursuing the story.
Oh, yeah, I did that all right.
Well, however you did it, I'm proud of you, but never, ever come into my office again and use my PC when I'm out.
Yes, Freddy, never, ever do that again.
Oliver, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did my best, I really did. But what's Freddy doing here?
I was wondering that myself.
It's been a disaster, Oliver. I'm sorry. I tried.
Tried what?
Topping up Terry from Tottenham. McDonald's wouldn't let us in. They said Terry would be bad for their image. So we went a few blocks to the pizzeria, you know, the one on the corner. But Terry couldn't fit into any of the seats, so I walked him to the fish and chip shop, but he got stuck in the doorway and we had to give up. And eventually I took him to that burger store by the station. I bought Terry 3 burgers, 6 portions of chips, but there must have been something awful in the burgers because half an hour later he was throwing up. So I took him home and well, what with all that walking and a great deal of chucking up, by the time we got there he'd lost 2 pounds and so had I. So, he's still not the fattest Charlie in Britain. I'm sorry, Oliver. I failed.
That's okay.
Is it?
Yes. We have a splash. A huge exclusive, thanks to Freddy. The resignation of the first finance secretary.
Oh, really? I suppose you're going to tell me his wife's been caught stashing away gold bullion.
Yes. How did you know?
Maddox. Are you trying to tell me it's not my exclusive?
Read this, Freddy.
No, Maddox,
don't
please.
Worry, Amelia.
Thank you for your email. I'm currently out of the office investigating several bars. I'm a heavy drinker. I have a dependent relationship with alcohol. I've withdrawn my life savings and I'm investing them in this worthwhile product. If you have something urgent to say, call my wife. It's from Oliver. To the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Why would Oliver...
You, Freddy, are the happy beneficiary of a blind panic in the Treasury, thanks to that cruel prank involving Oliver's out-of-office reply.
Who did that, by the way?
Yes, Amelia, who was responsible for that cruel and inappropriate prank?
I have no idea.
Anyway, the out-of-office reply was so bizarre, it got passed around the Treasury and ended up in front of the Chancellor. He found it so entertaining, he showed it to the first finance secretary, who thought Oliver was sending him a coded email, you know, with all those references to withdraw my life savings, bars, and his wife. So, you see, it wasn't your success at all. It was a happy misunderstanding. You just got lucky.
Lucky? Look at my bruises.
Small price to pay for bringing down a senior figure in the Treasury. You better get on and write up your story.
But ain't you going to tell everyone it was just pure luck?
No.
No?
No, because you had a hunch, and you followed it up, and though your methodology was rubbish, your instincts were good.
Oh. Well, thanks, Maddox.
But I would like a small favour in return.
Like what?
Well, to tell the truth, it's a bit embarrassing. You won't tell anyone, will you, Amelia?
I certainly will not.
Well, me neither. As old shufflers go, you is okay, Maddox. Tell Freddy your problem.
Yes, well, to be absolutely frank, and I don't know how to do an out-of-office reply. You couldn't by any chance help me, could you?
In Electric Ink, Maddox was played by Robert Lindsay and Oliver by Alex Jennings. Amelia was Elizabeth Berrington, Freddie Ben Wilbond, Masha Debbie Chazen, Tasneem Zita Sattar, and the man in the car park, Matt Addis. Electric Ink was written by Alistair Beaton with additional material by Tom Mitchelson. The director was Sally Avens.